to Stories from Bittersweet Farm. I'm Ken Pierpont, and today's story is chapter 22 from my book, For a Few Days, Real Tomatoes. My cousin Di has Facebook now. When we were kids, we saw each other regularly. We have our own families now and our own lives, so we only see each other when someone dies, which is very sad. It was good to connect on Facebook. I scrolled through her pictures. We look a lot alike. We could pass for brother and sister. I read her interest. One of them made me smile. She was always a bright girl, quick-witted and verbal. Even as a child, she would commonly read an entire book in one day. She is a neonatal nurse practitioner, so she is a competent professional. But she still has a very simple common interest that she inherited from our grandparents, like our sharp-pointed noses. She likes to grow tomatoes. Growing tomatoes has always been a big deal in our family. Like most people who survived the Great Depression, they're devoted gardeners. They grew bell peppers that Grandpa always called mangoes. They grew wagon loads of sweet corn. They grew wonderful green beans and cucumbers. They called them pickles, even though I don't remember anybody ever pickling them. But the memory I cherish most is the memory of garden-ripe tomatoes. They were just plain champion tomato growers. The east-facing kitchen window was always lined with big, juicy, beautiful red tomatoes like trophies basking in the sun. Grandpa would grab a salt shaker and sit down for lunch and eat tomatoes like apples. Our part of Ohio was perfect for perfect tomatoes. They were so common and they were so abundant when I was growing up that I had no idea how rare and wonderful they were at the time. I longed for real tomatoes to come into season. If you bite into something that looks like a tomato and juice doesn't run down your arm, it's probably synthetic. It's not a real tomato. Real tomatoes are grown by real people in real places with real dirt and real water, real sunshine, real care, and they are real good. Real, real good. There really is no substitute for real tomatoes. A guy in our church has an impressive truck patch on a few acres behind his house. He and his family are very diligent people. Our son Daniel's worked for him this summer. One of the wonderful fringe benefits of his job has been an occasional produce from the farm. This week he came home with a beautiful basket of real, red, ripe, perfect tomatoes. Saturday we had bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwiches. When I pull a burger off the grill on a warm summer evening, I don't want to ruin it with a slice of insincere tomato-like product. I want a real honest-to-goodness slice of red, ripe, juicy tomato-ness on that thing. Have you noticed there are Christians and then there are Christians? Sometimes you meet professing Christians who have that same real tomato quality of sincerity about them. You immediately get the feeling that you're with an honest, sincere, genuine, open follower of Jesus. They look you in the eye. Their smile is real. Their words are sincere. They do what they say. They're honest. I hope people find me to be a real tomato kind of Christian. The real thing, not some hothouse variety type of Christian. I don't want to be slick and professional and distant with people. I don't want to be plastic and produced. I don't want to be canned full of hollow talk and cliches. I want to be the real dirt, real sun, real rain, homegrown, down to earth, rooted in Christ kind of Christian that only the Spirit of God can produce over time. And that's my story from out on Bittersweet Farm today, where every day's a beautiful day and the little light in the kitchen is always on.